not wait for a better time to experience Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:2, Paul says, "For he says, in an acceptable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation I helped you." That's an Old Testament verse. Paul converted it into the New Testament economy by saying, "Now is the well acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now. Today is the day of salvation. Now and today. You need to pick these terms up, okay? Whatever you do, don't say mañana.
Right.
Say now. What are your plans? If they don't, you know, it's like this. It's the people who are forever going on a diet tomorrow.
Right.
You know, tomorrow I'm going to really go on a diet.
Right.
No, now. Now is acceptable time. Don't wait. What if you would wait? What if you would wait? No, this is not a good time. I'm in college. I'm young. I'm all kind. No, now is the time. So this is good. See. So now make God happy, and when God is happy, you get happy, right? Okay. Then Paul says to Timothy, who's a young. He says, "Let no one despise your youth," meaning, of course, you're young and you can act like a young person and so forth. And people will say, he's a typical young person. But if he speaks the word of God, they would despise the fact that he's young because what he says and how he lives don't match. So don't let anybody despise your youth. And the way you get around that is you live a life like it starts to say here, but be a pattern to the believers in word and conduct and love and faith and purity. If you do that, then you speak the word, then nobody will say anything. They can't despise, "Oh, you're just a young person talking." Not if you've got these kind of things backing you up. You can't do that. Okay. So anyway, youth. I don't think Timothy wasted his youth. Anyway, Hebrews 4:7 is a big verse contrasting the two covenants again. And Paul says he again designates a certain day, today, saying in David, after so long a time, even as he has said before, today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
Amen.
See, they did that in the old covenant. They heard his voice and they hardened their hearts. And the Lord had to judge that. So today, if you hear his voice, say, today. His voice is so much among us when we, all the time. See, just delete the hard heart. And have a soft heart, and boy, you'll get a lot of Christ. Then redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Yeah. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, to live in yourself, to live for tomorrow, to wait, to postpone, to procrastinate, to do all of these kind of things, is to be very foolish. Very foolish. Really, to redeem the time. That's now. That's today. Make profit now. That's wise. And when you do that, then the will of God is expressed, and you're really into that.